Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to meet President Donald Trump's demand of $2,000 relief checks for most Americans. The stimulus relief checks, which currently stand at $600, are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law on Sunday. The measure now goes to the Senate. The president last week threatened to block the massive pandemic aid and spending package if Congress did not boost stimulus payments and cut other spending. The House of Representatives also voted to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. If the Senate this week follows the House action, it would be the first veto override of Trump's presidency. President-elect Joe Biden said on Monday that many of America's security agencies had been hollowed out under President Trump, and the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was an irresponsibility. Biden said his team has encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. Trump, a Republican, has refused to concede defeat in the November 3rd election, and his administration delayed authorized cooperation with Biden until November 23rd. Biden takes office on January the 20th. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective on Monday. A court in Shanghai, China, sentenced a former lawyer and citizen journalist, Zhang Zan, to 4 years in prison for her reporting on the coronavirus outbreak. Zhang was one of the several citizen journalists who covered the initial outbreak in China's central city of Wuhan. Their coverage painted a far more serious picture of conditions in the government's official narrative of the spreading infection. A Chinese human rights lawyer who asked to remain anonymous told VOA that the four-year sentence is extremely harsh. Picking quarrels and provoking trouble usually leads to a fixed term imprisonment of no more than 5 years. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reimposing a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as necessary steps to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew, meaning they must remain in their homes between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., but medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. Following an emergency meeting with his cabinet, Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place faces a fine and possible jail time. A huge U.S. study, that is, of another possible COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway as states continue to roll out supplies of the first shots cleared for emergency use. Novavax is recruiting 30,000 volunteers to test its shots. Doses of one vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are rationed, and more options are critical to providing enough shots for the country and the world. Johnson & Johnson hopes to know next month if its one-dose option works, and Britain is considering greenlighting an AstraZeneca shot. Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service gave Alexei Navalny 1 day to report to its office or face imprisonment. The service saying Monday he will be in prison if he returns after the deadline. The prison service demanded that Navalny report to its office in line by the terms of a suspended 3.5-year sentence he received for 2014 conviction. Navalny, a leading Kremlin critic, is recovering in Germany after he was poisoned by a nerve agent in August. Russian authorities have denied the Kremlin was involved in his poisoning. Navalny fell into a coma while aboard a domestic flight from Siberia to Moscow. And France is mourning the deaths of 3 soldiers killed in a roadside bombing in Mali. The French government said the soldiers' armored vehicle struck an explosive device during their mission fighting an Islamist extremist insurgency in Africa's Sahel region. Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown.